I'm recording with the metronome. Can you hear how on beat I am?
No, okay, I don't hear your metronome.
I know, but I was on the beat. That's all you need to know.
I wish I could believe that.
Wow. All right. Off to a great start today.
Yeah.
Should we sync up?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, so in sync.
Yeah, we might as well be singing bye bye bye.
Oh my God, no, that's a Backstreet Boys.
No, it isn't.
Oh my God, what?
Backstreet Boys, what? Is Shape of My Heart.
No, yeah. I know. You know the difference.
I also don't believe that.
Do you want to feel old?
I always feel old.
Okay, well, when I was in kindergarten, we had to write this like little biography thing about ourselves. My favorite food was mac and cheese, still is. That holds true. Mm. My favorite band was the Backstreet Boys in kindergarten. So,
in kindergarten.
And Shania Twain, and the Backstreet Boys.
The fact that you said it was in kindergarten does make me feel old.
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's why I gave you the full like, are you in a mental position to receive information that may harm you?
I guess
I was in kindergarten when the Backstreet Boys were my favorite band.
I was in middle school, I guess, when they were on the scene. But, you know, I was always an NSYNC kid. It was, we had to really, really pick our teams back then. It was like Sharks versus the Jets, you know?
Yeah. Cher had that song, Do You Believe? And that song came out.
Song, Believe?
Okay, whatever.
The one that
you know
we played
I mean.
In a band together?
Yeah, that one. It came
yes,
out in 1998.
Becca, I do know that song. Thank you.
I was 2 and a half, and apparently
Jesus
every time that
Christ.
It would come on the radio, I would freak the fuck out and in the backseat and just be like headbanging in my car seat, just losing my fucking mind.
That does sound like you.
And I still do that to this day
yeah.
when that song comes out. That
to
song is incredible.
Song. It's
that
it's
song
not a
is
bad
incredible.
Song. It's fine. I enjoyed when we played it. I liked it. Stupid. I don't believe in
that.
Anything, so.
And that and Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Those were my pump up songs when I was a toddler.
Can't relate to that. Nope.
Can't relate to Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I couldn't listen to that song or people would know. You may not have had to deal with this when you were growing up, but when like you're in the closet, you avoid doing anything that might give people reason to suspect you. And so like if I was shopping with my mom, couldn't look at clothes. I'd be like, nope, I hate shopping. Ha 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 ha. And stuff like Shania Twain, can't listen to that. That's lady shit. And I ain't like that. My
that
dad
sucks.
Really liked her. Probably not for the same reasons.
No. My mom and I saw her live 3 years ago, and it was funny because she was touring a new album, and I didn't even know that she had a new album. And here's the thing. No one
she
in the
didn't
audience
call
did.
You? Nobody called you and told
so
you?
So she would, like, play her hits, obviously, and then she'd play a song off the new album, and that was when people would get up and go to the bathroom. They'd be like, I don't know this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lay down for a minute.
It was so funny.
I'm gonna sleep right here.
I'm gonna take a nap. I'm gonna take a nap right here. Nobody wanted to hear her new shit, and I felt so bad because you could tell everybody got up during the new songs.
I don't know. I'm gonna go grab a beer.
Play the oldies. I'm gonna go get a Coors.
Yeah. Gonna get a Coors for me and the kids.
That actually brings us to one of our posts.
Oh, really? We're jumping right in.
Well, because you said that, we can do this one right away. And then we can chat more after. But
love
it does
do it
say,
right
am
away.
I the asshole for giving a 3-year-old beer?
How old is the 3-year-old?
Okay, so they said, okay, I love this. This is my favorite. Any post on Reddit that starts with, yeah, it sounds bad, but like, It usually is. Yeah, it sounds bad, but it was really an innocent thing. I was at a cookout with my wife's family, and I just opened up a cold one. My wife's 3-year-old niece asked me what I was drinking, and I told her it was beer. She asked to taste it, so I poured her like a tenth of a sip into a plastic cup, thinking it will be bitter for her, but, well, she liked it. She wanted more, and I told her it was a grown-up drink, but it was too late. She ran around demanding to drink more beer for the entire cookout. She wouldn't eat anything, just demanded beer, and then they had to put her in a timeout. Anyway, the in-laws are mad now, and the wife isn't happy, so am I the asshole? Yeah.
That sounds like David. When David was growing up, someone let him have a sip of beer, and since then,
if he doesn't get his beer...
He goes to every other table in the restaurant and is like, can I have a sip of beer?
This is relatable, though. My dad would let me have, when I was a baby, he would let me have the first little sip of beer off of any beer that he was having. I just like a tiny taste. And I had not realized that because I was an infant until I had my first beer in college, and I tasted it, and I was like, had this before, and then I was like, oh yeah. As an infant.
Yeah, they used to give me one of those when they put me to bed at 4 in the afternoon, and then I sleep hours.
So nobody calls CPS. It was literally a taste.
A comment on the post that says, edit, the kids are given watered down wine on Shabbos if it's relevant. So I assume that
That's not your kid to decide that. Like, the parents get to decide that. It's like so weird.
The show The Slap, except instead of a slap, he gave the child some beer.
He wouldn't have been the asshole if he asked the parents first and they said, okay, a tiny sip, and then the toddler went belligerent. Then that's on the parents. They should have seen that coming. Yeah, but that you did this family. Without asking. You did this without asking.
That does seem like an odd choice to just do, is like, oh sure, you want to try it, of course you can. Although I wonder, like, I feel like in Europe that sort of thing is more normal.
Not a 3-year-old, no.
Yeah, 3-year-olds have hard days.
No,
they go to work.
No,
they go to work at the wooden shoe factory,
and the families I've stayed I've gone to France twice, and I've stayed with two different families, and both times they've had me. Yeah, well, I didn't know you, so.
Oh my god! Again,
but both times they had like younger siblings, but younger as in like 12, and they would get like half a glass of wine with dinner. But that's very different from a 3-year-old.
Glass of wine. Come on. Let those kids do a shot.
Yeah, fucking cowards.
Yeah, give those kids tequila.
Anyway, I didn't think we were going to jump into a post right away, but because you said you're going to go get a course for my kids. Yep. Anyway, how's your week been?
Well, I've been cat sitting. I got back Sunday from Ann Arbor, and then Tuesday I started cat sitting. So I haven't been really at my apartment very much in a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm at this other apartment up in Pacific Heights or whatever, and it's nice. It's my friend Lauren's place. She went down to Yosemite for a birthday, so I'm here with just the cutest fluff of a cat. I don't know where he is right now. He's probably sleeping. All he does is sleep and eat, and it's beautiful. And he sleeps on the bed with me when I go to sleep, and that's just so comforting. So I've been doing
that.
Can't
you with cats? Can't you just do like an auto feeder, and they'll just be fine?
So he was adopted during the pandemic and has never like been alone overnight or anything that. Yeah, and they're just not sure how he's going to handle it. And I had offered, like, when she was sending me pictures early on, she was like, I told her, hey, I would love to come, you know, if you have any cat sitting, because she bikes all over the place. So they're gone sometimes on these like marathon bike rides and stuff. And I was like, I would be happily watch that cat. He's beautiful. And so that's the arrangement. I come hang out. It's not bad. It's hard. This week, but the listeners don't. Someone backed into my scooter while I was in Ann Arbor and just completely destroyed the brake on the left hand. So it's unrideable. So a little pissed off about that. Pretty angry. And I had to take that to the shop so that the insurance can get it fixed. But I guess there's a chance they might total it, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's made it a little bit more of a pain because I don't have a parking pass for this part of the city. And so normally I would have, you know, brought my suitcase over with my car and then taken the scooter back and forth all week, and I couldn't do that. So I've been doing a lot of lifts. Not ideal.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Cat City will pay for your lifts.
They offered. I don't, the money is not a problem, so I don't really care about it, but it's,
yeah.
The anger about the scooter being knocked over, because I'd just gotten the mirror fixed because it had been knocked over previously and snapped the bolt again. Was super frustrating, and they didn't leave a note or anything. It's like they backed into it, knocked it over. Someone must have picked it up. I don't know if it was them or not, but someone picked it up and then drove away.
That sucks.
Yeah, I hate it. There's not really anywhere better for me to park it. There is some motorcycle parking around the corner from where I usually put it, but the one time I parked it there, someone stole the battery out of it, so I'm like, I'm not going to put it there again.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Truly. But on the plus side, I am going to come to Denver again in a couple of weeks so we can record live. True. That's the main reason I'm going. I need to pack Cammy and record.
Less than 2 weeks. In person. Like 10 days. You're going to be here.
I'm excited.
Last minute trip.
Food again. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, much like my trip to Ann Arbor, it was kind of like, okay, fine. But the trip to Ann Arbor was fun.
I'm very excited.
Alex is going to be there.
He is. We're going to get him on the pod.
I think we are going to have to get him on here.
It's going to be funny because you know what he's definitely going to do is he's going to be on the podcast. And then like a week later, he's going to text us and go, oh, my God, I was on the podcast.
that does sound fun, though. I'm excited for that. Yeah, it'll be nice to come back. We're going to try it. We're doing another hike. There might be snow, you said?
Yeah.
Or is this because we had to change hikes? Now there won't.
There probably won't be. It's July. So that's fair. I had to guess, I would say no. But
my hopes
like,
are
you
not
will
this
see
time.
Snow.
That's
You will see snow enough. On the mountains. Yeah.
I just want to throw it
I don't
it
think
at
we'll
Alex.
Get up that high. Yeah.
Yeah, my hopes are not particularly high this time of year because it is summer.
It is
seems
the middle of
weird.
Summer.
Yeah, like what's that yeah. about? 60 degrees right now in the city. It's perfect.
We've already started planning your birthday trip, December ski trip in Colorado.
We're talking about it. Well, maybe.
Everyone say Colorado.
I'm a draft. I talked with Chris last night and they were thinking somewhere in Tahoe. So we've got a figure out what can work for everybody and where the skiing's better the time of year, but I don't know. Maybe we'll do two ski trips and I'll do Tahoe with them and their friends and then I'll come do Denver with you and my friends. Or we'll figure it out. They don't have the flexibility I do with PTO and
going. I was going to say we could do different weekends and stuff. Yeah. I have an Epic Pass for skiing, it's called, so but that's good with a lot of
I looked that up when you mentioned it to me. And I know Brandon, who is no doubt listening, will be interested in joining us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So we should probably drag him in on the planning and make sure we're, you know, we're considering it.
Yeah. It looks like my Epic Pass will get me skiing in three places in California. North Star, California, Heavenly, California, and Kirkwood, California.
I think Heavenly is near Tahoe. Let's see.
It does say it is. It is, yeah, it's on Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay. So if we were going to do it at Tahoe, it wouldn't be terrible for you.
Well, the traveling to Lake Tahoe would be incredibly difficult for everyone.
Here we go again.
But especially for, I don't think
like
we can drive there that time of year.
You've only come to
my car
in California once, and now I'm going to have come to Denver twice.
Yeah, well,
just kind of,
we can fly to San Francisco, but I don't think I can fly to Lake Tahoe.
There's an airport, I think, on the north side. You'll be in like a little 10-seat regional plane. No jet. It's
I'm
going to
shit myself. I don't want to do that.
It's unrelated to the plane, though.
Yeah.
It's a protest.
Oh, it also gets me into 3 ski resorts in Australia.
We're going to Australia next year.
Hell yeah.
To ski, of all things. Like, what are you going to Australia for? Like, going to hike the outback or something? Like, no, we're going skiing.
We're going skiing. Don't you live in Colorado? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love skiing.
I just really like going fast on little pieces of sticks. I've been listening to the songs from Inside a lot lately. Mm-hmm. I think it's starting to have an effect on me.
We finally watched that this week.
How'd you do?
Oh, fine. You know, it was very moving, especially the end. I didn't feel like, I think it got really hyped up, especially on TikTok, by all the TikTok teens, that it was gonna like fuck me up, and it didn't fuck me up. Like, it was certainly very moving, but I couldn't necessarily relate to a lot of it on the level that some people did, and that's fine. I've dealt with depression, but I have like a lot of weight on my routine. And I think there was a lot of like, not romanticizing, like whatever the opposite of romanticizing is, of like that lifestyle of like no routine. Like he says it in the song, like, I feel like shit. Of like, I woke up at 11:30, haven't showered in 9 days. And I like,
oh no.
And I've been there. And that was like when I was at my worst of like, you know, I was drinking a lot. I was going to bed super late, waking up late, just like watching a lot of TV, you know, falling asleep on the couch, like doing all these things. And for me, like, I don't know, even in that hole, I like really treasured my routine. And like, but I obviously, I wasn't alone during the pandemic, so I also can't relate to that and that whole experience. He wasn't either, though. He has a girlfriend. So there's a lot of people like debating this on TikTok of whether or not it was even fair for him to like paint this portrait when like that actually wasn't necessarily his reality. Maybe it was a character of like someone who's really struggling, but he also is struggling. So it's like there's a lot of layers to it. There's also like people trying to pick it apart too much of being like it was all fake, and I'm like, I don't think it was all fake. I mean, he's an artist and he's a filmmaker, and it was a film, and I'm sure every shot was planned, even the one with the camera falling over, because I just thought of that from the What special where the water falls over, he picks it up, he's like, oh my god, fucking this. He meant to knock the water over, yeah, but you won't know. And then the song starts playing again, he's like, hey, no, cut the song, and then it just goes, he meant to play the song again, yeah. Art is alive, nothing is real.
To me, I feel like even if it is made up, it still can impact you. Like, the way you interpret it isn't necessarily what he intended, right? That once it's out there, so.
Well, and it's also just in the way that, like, a moving film will be moving even if you haven't gone through that experience. I think the one that actually got me the most, I didn't cry, but, like, you know when, like, a movie or a piece of art or something is so good, you kind of, like, feel it in your chest. It takes a lot for me to cry. I cry really easily at like things about dogs, but otherwise I don't really cry when I see like movies or, you know, plays or things, but like I get this feeling in my chest that's just like, oh, like whoa. And that was when he did the song, that funny feeling. That one was really like something. That one was
stripped down compared to a lot of the rest of it. Like that, if you want to say it was all like a heightened reality throughout, that felt the least heightened to me.
And that there were a lot of lines in that. It's like, I think that was one of the songs where the message, it was like everything about it was less in your face, but the impact was heightened. Of like every song before that, he was just articulating the problem. And like, here's the problem, I haven't showered in 9 days. Or like, capitalism is burning the world down. Or like, whatever. That song, it was like, if you hadn't experienced depression, mental illness, you might listen to the lyrics of that song and be like, I don't get it. Like, what? Because he never, ever explicitly says that's what he's singing about. It's just like these little things of like, you know, the line of like a gift shop at a gun range, mass shooting at the mall. And it's like that hits you so hard because it's just like all these I think it, what it comes down to is there's just so many little things that our generation has lived through, and they've all just kind of added up to us all having this ingrained morose and like kind of just built in mental illness. And that, I think that one just made me think the most. And I really loved that one. Yeah. And then there was the moment, and you know, it's part of the act and it's part of the show, but where he's just like staring in the mirror and he just goes, I am not well. And then he just breaks down. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, was one of the because like we had kind of been giggling through it, because even in the really tough parts, he still inserts a little joke or something, you know, to kind of give you a breath. And I think
that appeals to our sense of humor anyway, is that like things yes. suck and it's really upsetting, but I'm gonna
what else can we do?
Still, like, I gotta
what
make
else
my
can
jokes.
We do?
That's how we cope.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And but that was one of the moments, and he held that shot for so long because mm-hmm. it was like, no, I'm gonna force you to sit here and really reckon with what we've all just gone through. It's like, you know, really sit in this uncomfortable feeling. And I thought it was really good. It was really well done. I mean, it was a masterpiece. I mean, it didn't,
have
you
know. Seen the movie he did called Eighth Grade?
No.
That one, I got similar feelings from that. I won't spoil it because I think you should watch it. I think you'd really like it. But he, I'm trying to think, did he write or direct it? I think he wrote and directed it, like while he was on his break from stand-up, which I didn't know at the time. But it's, I liked that one. I liked that a lot. Like, I think he's very introspective, and like there is a real mm-hmm. kind of pain and trauma behind a lot of the humor that is what I relate to, and I'm sure lots of people relate to. But being able to mix all that together to wring emotion from other people, I really like. And I had some feelings like that while I watched the movie Eighth Grade too, so I recommend mm-hmm. seeing that if you've got time. It's good.
After we finished Inside, we watched the ending of Make Happy, which is his other special. Mm-hmm. And that's where he does that song that's like in the style of a Kanye West breakdown, but he's like, he sings about the Pringles can, about like how he can't fit his hand into a Pringles can. And then if you haven't seen it, you should go watch it.
I watched all of them once, but I watched a lot of those kinds of specials when I was not in a good place and I was probably drinking, and I don't remember them.
It's hard. But that, let me see what the actual clip is called. It's from Make Happy. And I'm just gonna search Make Happy ending, but he's like, it's called Can't Handle This by mm-hmm. Bo Burnham. And so he starts it off by like talking about how he can't fit his hand in a Pringles can, and then he sings about Chipotle and how his burrito fell apart because they put too many ingredients in it. And then he gets real and he's like, I could lie to you and tell you these are my biggest problems, but my biggest problem is you, because all I want is to make you happy and give you the night out that you deserve, but I also don't want to care about what you think. I want to make art. And it was just like, and then he sings about how his mental health is deteriorating, and then like in the song, like in key, he's just like, but you don't really care, so let me just do my fucking job. And then he goes back to singing about the Pringles cans and the mm-hmm. the Chipotle burrito. And that was the last that we saw of him for 5 years. He was in
He acted in
The Big Sick, which is a great movie.
That's right. I did see that movie. I like that movie a lot.
He's in that one. He's just like a prick, basically. It's really funny. His character is great.
Relatable.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I had put it off. We'd put it off watching for so long because there are a lot of like teens on TikTok talking about how it just destroyed them. Like, they couldn't function for days after it. And I was like, I don't know if I want to watch that at all. It was fine. And as David put it, like, it made a lot of TikTok teens realize that they have depression. We already know that we have depression, so it's okay.
I don't have depression, and it didn't make me feel like I did, but I was, it impacted me emotionally. Like, I had feelings as a result. And I haven't gone back to watch it again yet, but I will. And I don't know.
I think I will eventually.
I'm interested to see what the second viewing feels like. But yeah, I've been listening to the songs, and they're all like, he's a great singer. Mm-hmm. I love like a lot of the harmonies and chord progressions and stuff. I guess one of them is DEAD, literally dead, is the progression, which I thought was very funny. But yeah, it's just really good. I sent my mom the song FaceTime with my mom tonight, and she's like, this is amazing, I love this. And I'm like, I don't know that you like the rest of it, but I knew you would like this one.
Yeah, that one's funny. David was like, I wonder what his mom thought about this song, because it is really making fun of her. Like,
but she holds the phone too close to her face. Way, yeah. She's got an iPhone 5, because my mom still has an iPhone 6S, and I'm like, you need to update your phone. And that just felt very real to me.
I thought it was really sweet, because it's like, even though he's in all this pain, he's going through all of this, he's like calling his mom every day, right? Yeah. For a little bit, you know?
And the bit about it being the deepest conversation they've ever had, him and his dad, I'm like, yep.
Yeah, or what was the conversation? I forgot.
It's like, how are you doing? Like, he's like, I'm all right. And that's the deepest conversation they've ever had. The other part I like was in White Woman Instagram, which is fantastic. And it's a...
I love that one.
Kind of like a silly send-up of those tropes you see in the Instagram of people of a particular race and gender and location. And
but then, like you said, he does get real. Middle,
yeah, in that like one, too. He bridges mm-hmm. it with, like... Mom, you know, I love you. Mama, your dad, you'd be I've so succeeded. Proud. Yeah, that gets me yep. every time.
Yeah, because it reminds you of even these people that we make fun of, and we is you know that are tropes and silly, and we mock them. Like even those people have shit going. Like everybody mm-hmm. has shit.
They've been through it too. Except for Elon Musk, who is just terrible.
And Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
I love that one so much. I will be sitting at my like kitchen island eating my toast in the morning, perfectly peaceful, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, CEO entrepreneur born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
The line I always have in my head is a random quote from Lord of the Rings incorrectly attributed to Martin Luther King. I just think about it all the time.
That is a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, the quote is, look, Gandalf, eagles, and it says Martin Luther King. How was your week? What'd you do? I know you had Brazilian Steakhouse tonight. I'm very jealous, even though I had my favorite pho.
I did. I went with my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephew.
How much meat did your brother eat?
A lot. Like, a lot.
This is beautiful. I'm like, so inspired.
My sister-in-law and I, they had taken both of our plates, and they, like, tried to take his, and he was like, no.
I'm sorry, what?
For people who don't know, my brother is a competitive power lifter, as is my sister-in-law, but my brother probably weighs about 280 pounds lean.
Yeah, and he's only 5'2".
No. He can deadlift like 800 pounds. He can squat over 1,000 pounds. Like,
do they have something called terrifying. A live lift? Like, to oppose the deadlift?
No.
Then why? So I think
it's called a deadlift because
it's
like, can you lift a body?
Depends
on
the body.
No, he ate a lot of meat. He like each time that they came and we got like one slice, he would get like two or three, and then he kept going long after us. Just.
I'm sure they looked at him and they were like, oh no. Oh God, we didn't cook enough food.
It's like the same thing of when we walk into the hot pot place. I took him there and I was like, you could tell when I was like, table for two. And they were like, okay.
Are you doing all you can eat?
Are you just doing the salad or do you want to do the pick five meat?
Yeah,
or,
a la carte, right?
No, you want unlimited. They want unlimited.
Okay. Look at him. We're all going to be out of a job. I would love, though, if just to mess with them, he was like, I'm just going to do some soup and maybe some rice.
I'm just keeping it lean today, you know?
Yeah. Trying to watch my
figure. I love the miso soup here. It's mm-hmm. just amazing.
Can I get a vat of soup?
I might get a little bok choy, you know, some greens, leafy greens, really good for you.
Very healthy.
Yeah. I do love bok choy.
I wish I did. I like the leaf. I don't like the denser base piece, even if it's been cooked. I don't care.
Why cut it up before I put it in the broth? It was funny when I got to the Brazilian place slightly after them, and they were up at the little salad bar thing, and they were just getting like green beans for Odin because he loves green beans, and I started filling up my plate with vegetables. I'm trying to lose weight, you know. Yeah, I mean, you get a bunch of vegetables, and I was like, oh, are you gonna get are you gonna get vegetables? And he's like, no.
What do you think I'm here for? The salad like, bar is hard because the ones at Brazilian steakhouses are actually really good. Like, there's a lot of good stuff on them.
This had some good vegetables. It had a whole charcuterie section, and I really had to rein it in then. And I was like, meats and cheeses, but I'm about to eat so much steak. Oh, no.
Yeah. I can't do... I have that same like, struggle. I keep telling myself I need to use the Apple Fitness that I'm paying for anyway, because there's, like, yoga and some... other things I could do at home, which would be really nice. It's just a matter of, in my head, I'm like, how do I exercise when I need to take a shower when I wake up, and then I'm going to work, and then if I get sweaty while I exercise, I have to take another shower and then, you know, go do the rest of my day. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking that, and I'm also going, you're an idiot. Just do the exercise before you shower in the morning. But then I have to wake up earlier, even though I've been getting up at like 6:45 because I've hung on a little bit to my East Coast time zone from my visit. Mm-hmm.
I've been getting up at 7 most days, but I don't work out in the morning. I think maybe I should. Like, maybe once we have the gym membership, I'll do that in the mornings. Mm-hmm. But I get up. I love my morning routine so much that even if there's a night where I go to bed later, I will still get up at 7 because I treasure it. I get up. David sleeps in, so it's like my time alone. I go downstairs. I make my coffee and my toast, and then I lay on the couch and I read a book for like 45 minutes. It's amazing. And it's so quiet, and the sun comes up. Eventually Cami comes downstairs and demands breakfast. I feed her breakfast, and then she goes back up to bed to sleep in with David.
And then David does the same thing. He demands breakfast, goes back to sleep.
Comes downstairs, demands breakfast, and goes back upstairs. And then at like 9 o'clock, I go, like 8:45, because I usually have meetings at 9. I go upstairs, and our bathroom is off of our bedroom, so I go and I start doing my makeup, and he's still asleep. And at like 9 a.m., I will go over and be like, hey, gotta go to work.
You wanna go to work?
And then
today?
He will just, here's his morning routine. He gets up and just walks to his desk. And that's around 11 a.m. he will shower.
I say, if he's got a meeting, does he throw on like a button up, but he's still wearing the sleep shorts?
No, he just wears his t-shirt that he slept in. Yeah. And I will most days bring him his coffee. Sometimes he'll go get the coffee, but yeah, it's just funny. I'm like, if I were to do that, I would not get anything done for the first like 3 hours of the day.
I'd be so uncomfortable to not be like, I still get up almost every day. I'm still getting up, showering, doing makeup, and like having my normal routine.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it makes me feel more normal. So I do that. And I can't imagine, like, on the days where I do maybe need to sleep in because I was out late or whatever, I will wake up and go to my stand-up, which we have at 8:45, and I won't turn the camera on. And then I'll sit there and be like, if I need to work, I'm going to feel so uncomfortable. So sometimes I take a shower after stand-up.
Yeah. I exercise in the afternoons, usually around, like, 2 or 3 o'clock when I'm starting to get, like, annoyed. I will go for a run or go for a walk or whatever, and then I'll shower. But so I don't feel like gross right when I wake up, and I like wash my face and brush my teeth and do all that. But we've been working out every day, and by working out I mean like either a long walk or a jog, because we haven't gone to the gym yet.
What counts as a long walk for you?
Like 45 minutes.
Oh, I would not call that a long walk.
I have a dog. She can't walk that long.
No, I know.
She gets tired.
I just think it's funny because, like, for me, when I say, like, I walked over the bridge 2 days ago, and it was 8 miles because I did take a lift back. And I was like, you know what? That's a long walk to me is 8 miles.
That is a long
hills
walk.
And stuff.
This
and
is my,
it
like,
took 3 hours to go round trip.
Afternoon workout. I can't just leave.
I have to start
that
thinking
many hours.
About it. I could go run for like half an hour instead of taking a 3 hour walk.
Multiple people DM'd me after the last week's podcast, just the number 5.
Jen asked me if she should do that, and I was like, go right ahead. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, she wasn't the only one. Yeah.
That's so funny.
There were like two or three other people that just sent me a 5.
Someone joined Team Globel and said leading podcasts recommend this channel, and I was like, oh my God, it's happening. We're famous.
Yeah. We had a new hire who DM'd me like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was like, I love your podcast. I was like, I don't know who you are.
Why are you even listening to it? How did you find it?
You know so many details about my life.
And then they have to see you at work and you're being very serious. And you're like, yeah, I'm doing this presentation, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, this bitch drinks wine every fucking night.
Yeah, how do you think I'm so good at my job?
Yeah, because you're staying chill the rest of the time. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
No, we're coming back. Are we doing the game or are we doing a post?
We're doing the game because I have some good ones that I really want to.
Get ready to type these down so I don't forget them.
It's only four, so it might be easier. But here we go. Pick a number between one and four.
Three.
Am I the asshole for kind of starting a cult? Am I the asshole for having a guy in a wheelchair crawl up icy stairs to get into my restaurant? Am I the asshole, yelling at a friend for texting during a movie? And am I the asshole for calling my boyfriend small peepee?
Look, if you want to ask me that about you and David, you can just ask me. You don't have to make it part of the game. I'm gonna pick starting a cult.
That was the one. You got it right.
I've done it. Yeah! I've done it. I won the game again. Nice. That's so good. These other ones
we've
got to
read. We've got to read this. Am I the asshole for having a guy in a wheelchair crawl up icy stairs into my restaurant?
Don't care for
that. You want me to send you the link?
Please.
All right. There you go.
Jeffrey Bezos.
This is something Jeffrey Bezos would do. Absolutely.
It could be stuck in my head now, too.
You did it! That's my favorite part.
Right? Because it's kind of patronizing the tone he's got. Like, good work, bud.
It is. Great work, bud.
So proud of you.
There was a TikTok that was like in 25 years, some woman's going to be cooking her kid breakfast and her kid's going to be doing his history homework and just be like, Mom, who is the founder of Amazon and what year was he born? And just like cuts to the song, CEO entrepreneur born in 1964. Jeffrey Bezos. Okay. All right. Anyway. Let's read, am I the asshole for having a guy in a wheelchair crawl up icy stairs to my restaurant?
I assume yes. Like,
yeah, I gotta assume.
I haven't clicked on it yet.
Based on that.
Here we go.
I live in Wyoming, and my city just had the third largest snowstorm in its history, 33 inches in 2 days. Inexplicably, a day after the storm, my restaurant chooses to be open. We show up, and the building is surrounded. The building and surrounded area is buried. We are understaffed and have restaurant prep to do as well as dig this place out. Took two of us 3 hours to carve out paths up the stairs to the building, the sidewalk, and most of the handicap ramp. I say most because the snow drifts on the ramp exceeded 4 feet deep. Of course, of all days, one of the few walk-in guests we received was a family with a man in the wheelchair that they somehow pushed through feet of snow and ice to get to the steps of our building. The family was irate to find out we hadn't fully cleared our walkway 24 hours after a historic storm. The man in the wheelchair proceeded to, quote, fall dramatically out of his chair and crawl up 9 icy steps, wanting no help, his wife carrying his chair behind him. Am I the asshole?
I still think you're the asshole.
It's just
the
illegal.
Tone you write it with. But it, yeah, I was going to say, also, it's illegal. I'm sure you could be fined for it. But yeah, like, whether you think they should be out or not, it's shitty that you're not helping. And you're kind of, I don't know, the tone that you say dramatically. It's like, okay, well, I don't think that's very friendly.
You can't open if you're not going to open the handicap ramp. That's part of opening.
Yes.
If that's not open, then the restaurant isn't open. That's as simple. It's as simple as that.
It's true. So, yeah, I think he is an asshole. Does he have any comments to try to explain himself? He's not the owner, just stuck with that call as an employee.
I mean, it sucks that the restaurant was like, yeah, you're open.
He said, we hand shoveled the ramp down to its entrance, which was so drifted up in snow we couldn't clear it until we got a plow in there. We weren't mad about the dude showing up but having zero understanding to the situation. One of the other commenters points out and says, bad choice to prioritize the steps. I guess the ramp's in the back. It's like, why not do the ramp, which everyone can use, and like forget the steps? Who cares? They have a way to get in. And actually, that's interesting, because that to me sounds like the design thinking stuff we talk about at work, where it's like, if you design for everybody, for the people with the most need, everyone benefits. So why not do that? That is a great just point.
Spend all of your time doing the ramp. Don't do the stairs at all, and then everybody can just walk through the ramp. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that sounds like a terrible situation.
Yeah, I hate it.
I wanted to do this one more because this one sounds really silly. I read the title today.
It's the one you
I've taken all
afternoon.
Social media off my phone except for Reddit.
What?
And so
I'm so funny on Twitter. You're missing so much.
Here's what happened. On Sunday, I got my little screen time report, and it said you spent an average of 5 hours a day on your phone. And I said, oh, no. And then I immediately deleted all my social media.
Let me tell you what my screen time report says, and then you won't feel so bad. Let's see what's
I probably
screen
still
time.
Will.
My daily average is 9 hours and 34 minutes. Now, to be fair,
is that combining
my work computer
iPad?
Is tied into that. Yeah, it's iPad and phone.
And your work computer? Then that seems low.
I don't know what
you're saying.
It
outside of work,
on
you
there.
Only spend an hour on your phone and iPad.
Maybe it doesn't include.
I don't think it counts the work computer.
Oh, here we go. Devices. Let's see. It's counting my phone, my iMac. So not my work computer. You're right. It's not counting that.
Yeah.
But it is counting my iPad, my phone, and my iMac. So if I'm practicing music, like if I'm playing guitar and recording, or if I'm playing piano and recording, like that's what I use the iMac for now. So yeah, but I spend up 10 hours in addition to my work time on screens, apparently.
Sad. It's sad.
I don't know how I have that much time in my day.
That's the thing, is I have so many things that I want to do, and like hobbies and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I don't have time. And then I looked at that and was like, 5 hours a day? That's 20 hours a week. That's a full day every week. That's a 24 hour day out of every week that I'm just spending
20,
looking at my phone.
24 is more than 20.
20 would be just that would be 4 days. In 4 days, I have looked at my phone for 20 hours. That was fucking depressing. So
I just
took everything
though,
off
like,
of it.
I have my iPad next to me that is open, and it's counting that as screen time right now, even though I'm not actually using it. It just, I use it as a second display.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of it, because I at my home desk, I'm not at my home desk right now, but at my that one, I keep the iPad in front of the laptop, which is on a stand, and I usually just keep my mail there or something that I don't need to interact with all the time, that I need to be aware of. So I would say mine's probably a little off, or even when I'm cooking and cleaning, I'll usually have YouTube on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that
counts. But I know that most of mine was like TikTok. As that's just a wormhole.
Yeah, I don't go
so
on there.
I took all my social media off, and I haven't looked at my screen time. I'm sure it's down, but I'm sure it's not nothing. Because this week, I've been like painting. I've been like playing the piano more. But while I'm doing that, my phone is open because I'm using it for a metronome or looking at reference pictures or whatever. But that I like, okay, if my screen time is still high after that, I'm not that worried about it, because I know that it's spent, you know, using it properly rather than just endlessly scrolling. So I think I might just keep doing this and just let myself go on Twitter like one day a week or something.
Okay, well, make sure you go to my tweets. They're good.
I'll catch up on all your tweets when I do, yeah.
I just turned on screen time for my work computer, so I'm excited to see what that looks like once I add it. It's going to be like, you're on your computer or phone or iPad for 16 hours a day. We're a little concerned.
This is why you don't sleep.
No, I do sleep. I sleep great at home.
Mm-hmm.
Not every single night, but for the most part, 6.5 to 8 hours of sleep every day. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
When I come visit there, let's do this last. Sleep.
Well, but get some sleep medicine.
I have sleep medicine.
Get prescription sleep medicine from a doctor.
I'll let Alex tell me about his life, and then he'll put me right out.
Okay. All right. We're going to do this post because this one sounds spicy. And also the OP did not accept their ruling. So they have been banned.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. A little controversial, little spicy one to end it on. Okay. Am I the asshole for wearing white at my blind cousin's wedding? Now I read this title on the toilet and I said, what? Out loud. And I thought, gotta save this. So here we go. I'd like to start by saying that me and my female cousin, parentheses, blind from birth, aren't very close, but we get along well as relatives. She's 26 and her wedding was last week. She sent me an invitation though we don't talk much, but since I wanted a break from work, I decided to go. My favorite color is white. I have brown skin. I love, oh my God, it's like Mindy Kaling. In The Office, when she shows up at Pam and Jim's wedding in a bright white dress, and Meredith goes, aren't you not supposed to wear white to a wedding? And Kelly goes, there was an emergency. And then it does the cutaway, and she goes, I look really good in white. Okay. I love wearing white because it brings out my skin glow and makes me feel comfortable and confident. I purchased a maxi white dress, nothing fancy, but goes well with my skin tone, and I wore it at the wedding. There wasn't a big party with many guests, but sort of family dinner and small celebration. I really thought no one would even notice I was wearing white. My cousin and her... Well, this sentence is fucking brutal. My cousin and her husband didn't know because, obviously... No one
That's
told
so
them.
Fucking mean like that. I hate that.
My aunt kept giving me uncomfortable looks the entire evening, and so did my other cousin. Once I decided to leave, my aunt pulled me aside and berated me for wearing this color at her daughter's wedding. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
On this she just, day of my daughter's wedding.
She said just because her daughter is blind doesn't mean she's stupid and doesn't know what's going on around her. Basically saying I brought negative energy and disturbed the celebration by having guests notice and by extension my cousin as well. She gave a lengthy lecture and asked if I hate to see her daughter happy and whether I pulled the stunt because my blind cousin got married before me. I was like, whoa, calm down. None of this was true. I just wore my favorite color and I didn't do it because my cousin's blind and wouldn't notice. Married before me? I never thought of that. I argued with my aunt for trying to dictate what I wear, but she defended herself, saying I was a guest and should have respected the bride. I left feeling very upset and exhausted from that encounter. My boyfriend said he believed I used the fact that my cousin is blind to wear white, but this didn't fly with her family. He pulled the I told you so line and said I just made my family hate me with that stunt. Even though he knows I always wear white, but he warned me that if my cousin finds out there's going to be issues, he suggested that I should get ready to apologize. I really see no reason to apologize since I chose to wear a comfortable color that I feel confident in. This is insane. That's the one rule of weddings is to not wear white. That's it. Don't wear white. That's it.
Someone commented, I had an emergency. I look really good in white.
I look really good in white. It's not a real, like, I just wore my favorite color. White isn't a color. White is the absence of color.
No.
White is not a
white
color.
White is all colors.
That's black.
No, that's the absence of color.
Whatever.
Haven't you been painting lately?
Yeah, that's just not true with paint. You think if you combine all of the colors of paint, you get white? I know that it's true in terms of the physics, because white is all of the colors refracted.
Yes, I'm speaking in physics, not in
physics.
Color mixing.
I know that that's the truth from physics, yes. Okay, anyway.
Did you know that pink isn't really a color, it's just the absence of green? Get fucked.
Cool.
I've never felt so dismissed in my life.
I did know that because people who are colorblind like can't differentiate between like pink and green. Their cones get all mixed up. That the entitlement of like, I just wore my favorite color. It just looks really good on me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was just comfortable.
Oh, it's like, terrible. I fucking hate it.
I don't call many women.
I'm the victim because my aunt attacked me.
Yeah, she attacked me. Here's the thing. I reserve the word, and we can bleep it because whatever. It's a harsh word. I reserve the use of that word for women who are truly, or anyone, it's gender neutral term in my opinion, who are, and this is,
I don't know. But yeah, the person is not a good person. I like that the boyfriend was like, I don't think you should do this and you should be ready for backlash.
For backlash.
Like, no fucking way.
Okay, so there's an edit.
I wear white all the time.
There's an edit. It says, what the hell? I'm seeing angry folks here getting too much upset over this matter. I honestly never cared about this stuff, but obviously a lot of people do. I just think it's ultimately my choice to wear whatever I want whenever I go, especially since I wasn't taking any part of the wedding. Seeing how many people care about minor stuff like that, I guess I didn't think this through. That's not a minor thing. Wearing white to a wedding isn't just, it's not like, oh, I wore a bright pink brooch and I looked quirky. It's no, you wore a white maxi floor length dress to a wedding, you fucking weirdo.
You don't know what the dress looks like.
It's a maxi dress. Maxi dresses go down to the floor.
Oh, you're right. I didn't see the word maxi. Okay, you win. You win.
Thanks.
So it looks like the thread is locked because people were insulting the poster, not because the poster didn't accept their judgment.
Yeah. I want to see where they get insulted because I'm honestly probably going to agree. Let's see. Everyone's saying you're the asshole. Hard, you're the asshole. Here's a good comment. You're the asshole. Me is all I read. F off to the bride and her feelings. It's true. Oh, man. White brings out my skin tone. It's a wedding. There are other colors.
Also,
a lot of people, if it's a smaller wedding, like, people might just wear a white maxi dress as the wedding dress. Like,
that's
people,
true,
like,
yeah.
For
you might get,
for simple
I've
weddings,
seen, like, the nice,
just
the
a white
casual
sundress.
Ones. People go, yeah, I've seen
yeah.
it. It sounds really comfortable.
It does. Some of them have pockets.
I'm in a wedding in May, and I'm excited because we can wear a dress of any color in the palette, so I'm going to get a green one, and I look amazing in green. But maybe I'll wear white. I don't know. I look great in white.
I think I remember hearing about a wedding where they wanted all of their guests to wear white and the bride and groom were going to wear black. I was like, that's kind of obnoxious because I don't own anything white. Like, I would have to go buy a specific dress to go to that wedding.
No, just
that's
bleach
annoying.
One that you don't like that much.
That's not how bleach always works. It's going to look weird.
No, I got it figured out.
Okay.
You just have to bleach it a couple times, like hair.
Also, somebody had a great point here. Mostly want to zero in on this line. Quote, since I wanted a break from work, I decided to go. It's not a reason to go to somebody's wedding.
I didn't even catch that. Yeah.
I just read right past that.
Just had a rough week, so I guess I might as well go to this idiot wedding.
You go to a wedding because you want to be there. I wanted a break from work.
I'm coming to Denver because I want a break from California. That's not true.
Yeah.
I would honestly prefer to stay here and sleep in my bed where it's not super high and dry.
I really hope that this is fake. I hope it's fake.
I don't think it is. I don't get the impression that it is.
I don't think it is either. They don't have any. They have one comment that's just repeating something in their post. Pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, I'm
glad
you saved that from this morning from your toilet scroll.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, good old toilet scroll, finding the gems.
I guess shit scroll is more alliterative, so we'll call it that.
Nice. All right, well, this is a very long episode. It's going to take you forever to
No, this
to edit.
Is shorter than we usually record.
Is it?
We normally end up with we often end up with an hour and a half or more of audio.
Oh, great. Well,
So this one won't be too bad.
Dice some of the inappropriate parts.
There are pieces I'm going to pull out. So it's going to be a longer edit than normal for that, but not because of the recording length. Before we go, I do want to talk about I'm doing a charity stream on Monday again.
Oh, my God.
For the Mott's Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. I used to work there.
God.
I talked about last time I did, but I talked about it after the fact. So this time I want to make sure I tell you all on Monday from 6 to 8 Eastern time, I'm going to be playing Mega Man games on my Twitch stream, which is twitch.tv/JQNotJQ, to raise money for Mott and the program they had there to get kids video games and VR experiences and fun shit for while they're stuck in the hospital. And if you want to donate, I'm trying to get to $1,500 this time. We hit it last time. So if you've got the means, please, please donate. The kids will appreciate it. And come hang out in the chat and say nice things to me. And every time I die, I'm going to donate $5. Or if I have to rewind, because I'm going to cheat a little bit. Cause it's for fun. But it should be good. Would love to have you all there if you're listening to come join me. Not you, though, Becca.
Yeah. No, I won't be going, but it's because I don't like you.
Yeah. So. David will be there.
I'm going to donate.
Yeah, you have to.
Great.
Everyone has
good to. Episode.
They all are. Every episode we post is gold. I did appreciate
that's true.
Emily from work, or M, was like, oh my God, because we used her.
And it was right at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Tough nut to swallow.
I still think it's so funny.
And then I saw her in a meeting on Monday. Kind of quietly knowing.
I don't think she had listened to it by then because her comment came in a couple days ago, right? Like it was
Tuesday.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think she had listened to it.
It was
that
after.
Was just so funny. I really liked that. I'm just glad she heard it and was like, oh my God.
Yep.
But yeah, each all episode is solid gold. You're welcome.
Always a banger. Great. Mm-hmm. Time to go. Only one more episode until we have another in-person episode. Oh my God.
You did it.